Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Well, it's been a long time, but I am welcoming Elise Burkhalter back to Bagels and Blessings. Going to hear her story of how she came to know her Messiah, and it's going to be a fabulous program. Stay tuned, and I'll be right back. Shabbat Shalom. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at our new location at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you're in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. Now open on Wednesdays from 3 to 5, Thursdays from 2 to 5, and Saturdays after services up till 1 o'clock p.m. You can call the Fig Tree Bookstore at 585-484-7775. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit the congregational building. And now, when you make a purchase at the Fig Tree Bookstore, you can fill out a raffle ticket. Those names will be drawn for a prize from Bagels and Blessings. So those of you in the Rochester, New York area, be sure to visit Shema Yisrael and the Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop and fill out your ticket for a chance to win a prize from Bagels and Blessings. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom.
That was the wonderful voice of Jonathan Sattel. And next up, we've got Ted Pierce with Hallelu et Adonai.
Praise Him with the cymbals, praise Him with the dance, praise Him with the shofar, praise Him with your hands. Praise Him with the timbrel, praise Him with the harp, praise Him with the drum and the flute, praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Praise Him with the cymbals, praise Him with the dance, praise Him with the shofar, praise Him with your hands. Praise Him with the timbrel. Praise Him with the harp. Praise Him with the drum and the flute. Praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. And let everything that has breath come and praise the Lord. Praise Him with your hand. Praise Him with the timbrel. Praise Him with the harp. Praise Him with the drum and the flute. And praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord.
This is Ted Pierce coming to you live from the Bagels and Blessings Convention in Pennsylvania. You are listening to the greatest show on radio, and aren't you glad?
If you have had or have been involved in an abortion decision, you may be experiencing emotional difficulties. You may feel like your life is out of control or struggle with self-destructive behaviors. You can find freedom from these challenges. The ministry Finding Freedom and Forgiveness Post-Abortion can help. Groups are forming now. Please contact us at 585-204-7869. Email us at fffpaclass@gmail.com or visit us on the internet at f3pa.org. God bless you. Again, that phone number is 585-204-7869. Call today. We love you and we want to help. Next, one of my favorites from the new CD called Revive from Sue and Brian Samuel. This is Ma Tovu.
Down. let us together lift up the name of Yeshua, the name above all names.
What a sweet song from Sue and Brian Samuel. And the word on the street is they are coming to do worship at Shema Yisrael for our Shavuot, our Feast of Weeks service on Sunday, June the 5th at 10 a.m. So if you want to see them in person, it would bless your socks off. And now hear this. I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. And now here's Misha Getz, or Hoyt is her married name, with Joshua Aaron. Love the song, God Almighty Reigns.
God Almighty. we wait for you, longing for the day to be with you.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. at our new location, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
Yeah, we would love to have you come and worship with us. Our building is beautiful. We have brand new chairs, but the Spirit of God, that's the most important thing. The Spirit of God is there, and there's a lot of love and a lot of hugs waiting for you. So every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., 250 Edgewood Avenue. And as I said before, Sunday, June 5th at 10 a.m., we're having our Shavuot service with Brian and Sue Samuel. All righty. Well, we've got time for more music. This is an oldie but goodie with Liberated Wailing Wall. Behold, God is my salvation. And stay tuned for an exciting interview with Elise Burkhalter. That might be an old song, but it still remains one of my favorites. And something you probably don't know, that for a while, my family lived in New York City, and there was a group called the Jews for Jesus Singers. We were similar to Liberated Wailing Wall, which you just heard, except Unlike Liberated Wailing Wall, who traveled all over the country, we stayed in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and we sang these songs, and I had a blast, and so it always makes me happy to hear this music. You know, I really enjoyed the violin part in that last song, and as I was listening to it, it reminded me of a very popular violinist in the Messianic movement named Maurice Scalar. Several of you have heard of him, and he suffered a loss a couple of years ago. His wife, Devorah, passed away, and it was very traumatic and so sad, of course. But the Lord has restored love to him once more, and he met a beautiful woman named Carolyn, and they just got married again. And so I know he's probably not listening, but hey, Maurice, we say mazel tov to you and Carolyn. And folks, here is Maurice playing violin in The Mighty One of Israel.
Baruch haba. declare it.
You are Lord over all the earth. You are Lord over all the earth.
You are Lord, you are Lord.
You are Lord over all the earth. You are Lord over all the earth.
No other God but you, Lord.
You are Lord over all the earth. You are Lord over all the earth.
Adonai.
You are Lord over all the earth.
Everyone knows we're proud to you, Lord Most High. Adonai.
You are Lord
over all
the earth.
You are Lord over God. Every tongue will cry.
Adonai. Adonai.
Every knee will bow to you, Lord Most High.
Adonai.
Adonai. You alone.
You're listening to Paul Wilbur. Stay tuned for my interview with Elise Burkhalter.
You are Lord over all the earth. You are Lord over all the earth.
You are Lord over all the earth. You are Lord over all the earth.
The Lord our God is.
You are Lord over all the earth. You are Lord over all the earth.
Jesus is
Lord.
Until every ear has heard, until every knee bows, He alone is Lord over all the earth. Hallelujah. Come on, give Him a shout of praise tonight.
Shalom. This is Paul Wilbur, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
And now here's my interview with Elise Burkhalter. Enjoy, darling, enjoy. Elise Burkhalter, welcome back to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you so much, Ethel. Thank you.
I don't know whether to say shalom or shaloha.
Either one works.
Wow. So I know we talked once at the Messiah Conference a few years ago, and of course I had the pleasure of meeting you when I visited Hawaii so many years ago. But let's do a bit of a refresher. Let's talk about how you were raised. Were you raised in a typical Jewish household?
I was raised in the Bronx, and it was a very Jewish neighborhood. But my parents pretty much walked away from Judaism. They were cultural Jews, so they didn't really raise me. They were both Jewish, but they didn't really raise me in Judaism.
Okay. And did you ever hear anything about Jesus growing up?
No. No. My neighborhood was, I would say my street was about half Jewish and half Irish and Italian. And so half Catholic, half Jewish. And the only time I heard the name Jesus was when somebody was cursing God.
Sounds like many of our Jewish experiences growing up.
Yeah.
So then,
yeah, and I had no idea that Jesus had anything to do with being Jewish. That was never shown to me at all.
Well, then the million-dollar question is, how did you find out about your Jewish Messiah?
Okay. Well, I am pretty old. I'm in my 70s. Yeah. And I was a child, a flower child in the 60s. I rebelled and I went to college, though, in New York before I left New York in 1970. And I was living in the Village in New York, going to college, and I was really searching for answers to life. And I majored in psychology in college, and I was looking to find myself in that, and also in the true religion. And in that time, somebody quoted a scripture to me, and they said to me, "How can you take the speck out of somebody's eye if you have a boulder in your eye?" And they told me that was in the New Testament. And it just hit me really profoundly, like, wow, what truth? I want to learn more about that truth. And when I left New York in 1970, I moved to the West Coast, and I met what was going to be my first husband. But anyway, he was a hippie who recently had met Jesus, and he led me to the Lord in Seattle, and then we got married.
Oh, great.
It was in 1970, yeah.
And so, Elise, after you became a believer in Yeshua, did your life change?
Oh, yes. Yes, we were still involved in the hippie lifestyle. We were still sorting it out. We still needed to be discipled. So eventually I had a baby in 1972, and then in 1974 we moved to Hawaii, and we really needed to be discipled. And just as it had it, the Jesus People movement was going on, and there was a group in the Big Island of Hawaii, which is how we got to the Big Island, of Jesus people, Jesus freaks. And that's how we moved to Kona in 1974 to join this group. And there was a revival going on in our area on the Big Island. And there were 35 fellowship houses, and we had meetings every six nights a week. And these meetings were so spirit-filled, and there were healings going on and signs and wonders, and you could really feel the power of the Holy Spirit. And it was very exciting. And at that time, you couldn't go anywhere in our town without being witnessed to, because because all these hundreds of young people who just come to the Lord were going out and preaching the gospel, and it was very exciting and anointed.
Wow.
So that's how we really got discipled, through this group of, it was called the Fellowship of Christian Pilgrims.
Oh, okay. Well, during this time, did you meet any other Jewish people that became believers?
Yes, so then, as a matter of fact, tonight is the first night of Passover that we're recording this, and there were a bunch of Jewish ex-hippies in this group, and we got together, and we decided to have a Passover Seder in light of Yeshua, our Messiah, and as we were having that Seder, it just started hitting me how profound it was, the Jewish roots of our faith, and that I was born Jewish, and that was very profound, and I was actually weeping during the Passover Seder, because it was just, so many things hit me really deeply, and that was the beginning of my quest to learn about my Jewish roots, actually also the Jewish religion. I learned about my Jewish roots and the Jewish roots of the faith.
How exciting. Now, God has blessed you with a lot of talent. Now, I know of one particular talent, but you probably have others. Can we talk a little bit about your art? Did you always have artistic talent? Did you grow up? Did you have art lessons, or are you just one of these women that are naturally blessed?
When I was young, I loved art, and I grew up in New York City, and I used to go to the Metropolitan Museum of Art a lot and look at especially the French Impressionists. That's the style I try to paint in, and I just loved it, and I did get to be a potter for 35 years. I was very enamored with creating pottery, and but I don't think I was exceptionally good at it. But then I got hired. I was a public school teacher here in Hawaii, and I got hired in 1988 to be an art teacher in a middle school. So I started painting in 1988. And no, I wasn't a trained artist. And here I was teaching art, and I wasn't a trained artist. But it just kind of came naturally, especially when I started painting with oil paints. And, just kind of, as soon as I started with oil paints, it was supernatural, because my work had kind of messianic, prophetic meaning to it, and people loved it. And now I'm a retired teacher, but for the last 8 years, I've been having art shows with my art, and I bring it to the Messiah Conference when I come. And also, in the last few years, I've been doing fundraisers with all of my art shows. So it's really fulfilling that I've been able to help support ministries, mostly in Israel, and Israel-related ministries. So it's been very rewarding.
I'm really amazed, Elise, that you learned a lot of this just on your own. I mean, my husband's an artist, and I know very little about it, but I know there's like you mentioned, there's oils, but there's also like acrylic, and there's pastels, and there's watercolor. I mean, I don't know how you would know the difference between one or the other. The fact that you just kind of learned as you went along, that is truly a supernatural gift that you've been given. Wow.
Yeah, I call it a download from the Lord. It's like he downloaded this ability, and he's using it. He's really using it for his kingdom. So I'm really pleased with that. Mm. It's very fulfilling. Yeah.
Well, Elise, how can we, the listeners, see your work? Is there a specific website that you can tell us about?
Well, right now, I have a website on Facebook for my art, and I'll spell it out. My Hebrew name is Elisheva. So it's Elisheva, which is Elisheva. And then the word inspired without a space between it. Elisheva inspired art. At Facebook.com. So it's not at Facebook.com. Sorry, if you type in Elisheva inspired art as a search on Facebook, you'll come to my website on Facebook, and you could go to my photos and you could see my art there.
And if somebody liked what they were seeing, can they actually purchase it from that site?
Yes, and that's the other miracle. People have ordered that I've never even met from the mainland, and even originals. And I do sell originals. And recently, I'll just tell you a short story. This woman was visiting, very spiritual woman, and she had a vision. And she looked up in the sky, and she saw the word Adonai written in the clouds. And then the Lord says, look up again. And she looked up, and there was a menorah, very faint, behind it. And then I happened to meet her, and she asked me if I would paint that for her, that it was really meaningful for her. So I painted it for her. She really likes it. But now it's on my website, but now I make copies of it. And I do have cards with my art and paper copies and metal copies and canvas copies that I sell.
That is wonderful. You know what else I was wondering? How does your extended Jewish family feel, or how did they feel about your involvement in the Messianic Judaism world?
Yeah. Well, my mother was an immigrant from the Ukraine. She was born in Odessa, Russia. And in the old days, she was kind of old when she had me, and immigrated to America as a child. I met my dad here, who was a first-generation American. And my father died when I was 19, before I met the Lord. But my mother watched me through the years and would come to church with me. And one day I was at church with her, and she held up her hands. I was holding up my hands and worshiping. And I said, Mom, what are you doing? And she said, well, everybody's holding their hands up, so I'm just holding my hands up. And I was just laughing. But then she got a vision from the Lord, and she didn't tell me this until she had a stroke several years later. So she came to live with me from New York after she had her stroke, and she told me that she had a dream, actually, and she saw this man in white robes holding a baby, and behind him were mansions. And she said to me, now I realize that that baby in my vision was me. And she accepted the Lord at age 72.
Oh, praise God.
Yeah, and she lived 10 more years. So that was a huge miracle.
Fantastic.
And my sister, I only had one sister who had very severe cerebral palsy her whole life, but I got to read her the Bible a lot, pray with her a lot, and lead her to the Lord, and she died when she was 52, but I really believe she knew the Lord, and she's with the Lord.
Aww.
And that was my immediate blood family.
Oh, well, thank you for letting me know about that. So
yeah.
How would you like the listeners to be praying for you or your family? Anything you want us to pray for?
Well, before I do that, could you ask me about gifts? Can I talk about one more gift?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Go for it. Yeah.
Well, the one thing the Lord has really given me a love for is dance my whole life. And I studied dance, all kinds of dance as a little child. And then here, I've lived in Hawaii for 48 years, so most of my adult life. And I did ballet here from ages 30 to 40, a little late in life, but.
Wow.
And I really enjoyed it. And then I started choreographing worship dances, kind of in a ballet kind of style, at church. And I had like groups of women doing these dances, and we'd make costumes and stuff, and I loved doing that. But then I got into Israeli folk dance and messianic dancing, and I love that.
Yeah.
And I did the same thing. I would choreograph different dances, and I had different groups of women performing different Israeli folk dances. We do not have a messianic group here in Kona, Hawaii. And if anybody's listening and wants to start one, you're welcome to move here.
We're
praying for a rabbi. So, yeah, so we don't dance at a congregation, but we do, we keep the feasts and we do dance. And tonight I'm going to a messianic seder at a church, and we will be doing Hebraic dancing, and I love that. And I do paint dancers a lot, too. That's one of my passions, dancing.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And, you know, I love to dance, too. And I lead worship so much that I don't get to dance much. But every so often, somebody relieves me. And so when they're leading worship, I'm over there with the dancers. And it's one of the most exciting things for me to do is to dance. So
Yeah. That's
wonderful. Oh, my gosh. It's so great to catch up with you. And I've seen some of your art on Facebook. I really, really, I'm a fan. I admire your talent.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I try to paint in the style of Chagall, and kind of a dreamlike, you know, paintings. And this one man who owns a jewelry store here in Kona let me put all my paintings in his, on the walls of his store, you know. And he used to call me Mrs. Chagall. That was a big compliment.
Wow. So,
but thank you. I appreciate that. And as far as prayer, let me think, of course, you know, pray for health for my family. And I have three wonderful grandchildren, and they're all here in Hawaii, and they're all teenagers now.
Wow.
I'll pray for them to get through their teenage years in one piece, you know.
A
little rocky road sometimes.
Oh, yes.
And they're trying to, as my son did, individuate and find the Lord for themselves, not just because they were brought up in it. But so they need to really have a solid relationship with the Lord, all by themselves. So that's my prayer.
Yes, yes. May it be so in the name of Yeshua. Father God, I just pray that you would just keep them close to your heart and bring strong believers to mentor them and to encourage, inspire them, and give them dreams and visions, Lord. I just thank you in Yeshua's name. And I do pray for a blessing for Elise and her entire family. I thank you, Father God, in Yeshua's name. Amen, amen.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for being on my show again. And as I tell everyone, don't hang up, stay on the line, and we'll chat for a moment, but I will end I'll end the recording. Thank you so much. God bless you, and shaloha.
Shaloha.
All right.
That was my interview with Elise Burkhalter, and as you heard in the conversation, we recorded this interview right around the time of Passover. I'm so blessed to have so many people on the list that I didn't get to her until now, and there are others on the list for future programs as well, so I'm very blessed. Well, we do have time for another song. It'll be a mystery. Stay tuned.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Shabbat, 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 Shabbat,
Shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat shalom, it's the day I love best. Shabbat shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat shalom. Light the candle, say the Kiddush over the wine. Do the motzi, the challah tastes so fine. Light the candle, say the Kiddush over the wine. That Shabbos feeling so fine. Every week I get that Shabbos feeling.
Shabbos feeling, get the Shabbos feeling.
I feel it from my head down to my toes.
Head down to my toes.
6 long days I have to wait for Shabbos.
Wait for Shabbos, just can't wait for Shabbos.
But then on Friday Eve, I get that Shabbos glow.
Get that Shabbos glow. Oh!
Shabbat, 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 Shabbat,
Shabbat, Shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat Shalom, it's the day I love best. Shabbat Shalom, it's the day of rest.
Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat Shalom, it's the day I love best. Shabbat Shalom, it's the day of rest.
Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom.
That fun song is from Craig Taubman, and the CD is called My Jewish Discovery. I hope you've enjoyed today's program. It blesses me so much to share this wonderful Messianic music with you, and it was great to chat with Elise Burkhalter. I do hope that you will write me at bagelsandblessings@gmail.com or go on my Facebook page. Let me know how I can pray for you. I really, really believe in the power of prayer, and I also believe that God answers us in three ways. Yes, no, or wait. And sometimes waiting is the hardest. It really is. But remember, Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, says that there is a time and a season for everything. So our God has perfect timing. So that thing or that person that you've been waiting for such a long time, just keep waiting. Hang on just a little bit longer, because God hears your prayer and He will answer it in His perfect timing. So again, thank you for listening to Bagels and Blessings. And now, my friends, it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Phil Klein. Shalom.
Yivarechech Adonai v'yismorecha. Yair Adonai panav alecha. Vikunecha Yisadonai Panamalecha V'yasem lecha Shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying, Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, Every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom. Thank you.